Hello, I'm James Chow. I'm the host of China-US Focus. I haven't recorded a podcast in a very long time, but I felt compelled to get onto the microphone today because of the latest developments in the US-China and India relationship, and who better to speak to those nuances than Anav Krishnan, director of the Hindu Group, and before this, a very long-time head of the China Bureau of the Hindu newspaper. He's based between Chennai and Beijing, and we're delighted to welcome him today onto this podcast. Anav Krishnan, it's wonderful speaking with you. Prime Minister Modi's decision to attend the SCO summit in Tianjin took many observers by surprise. I suppose I have to ask you first, were you surprised or not?
I was surprised, James, only if you look back over the last 2 years in terms of India's engagement with the SCO as a grouping. 2 years ago, India was actually hosting the summit, but decided to actually not hold it in India and had a virtual SCO meet, which I think most people would agree was to some degree downgrading India's engagement and participation with the grouping. Last year at the summit in Astana, Prime Minister Modi chose not to go to the SCO summit, and it was India's Foreign Minister Jaishankar who went for the big summit meeting of heads of state. So the fact that Prime Minister Modi did attend the summit in Tianjin, given especially what we've seen in terms of the difficult relations India has had with China, which have been normalized over the past year, I think speaks both to, I think, changes we're seeing in India's foreign policy, as well as changes we're seeing in the India-China relationship.
You have a unique vantage point, particularly from your earlier career in journalism, where you covered both New Delhi and Beijing. What does his presence speak to you in terms of how India is recalibrating its engagement with China in multilateral forums, even as the bilateral relationship remains fraught?
The way I see it, I think this calibration has been something that has been well thought out. I think it has been misread by some commentators in the West as a quick knee-jerk reaction to the latest tensions between New Delhi and Washington over the tariffs that President Trump has imposed on India. I think there were signs that Prime Minister Modi would attend the summit and visit China as far back as October 2024, when, of course, Prime Minister Modi and President Xi met after a very long period of time. I think the last time they met was when President Xi had come to India for the informal summit in Chennai. And then, of course, you had the tension starting in April 2020. So following their meeting in Kazan, when they both went to Russia for the BRICS summit, I think there was a clear direction from the two leaders that they wanted to normalize ties. I don't think it's a reset again, as some people have been saying. It's impossible to reset a relationship when there's so many legacy issues. I think it's more a re-engagement that you're seeing between India and China. And I think that there seems to be a sense from both countries that it suits them to have predictability and stability in this very important relationship when they're dealing with so much of uncertainties in other relationships at this moment in time.
Well, this is a fascinating story, not least because analysis of India's foreign policy often reduces it to how it balances against China and the United States. I've always felt that India has been really shortchanged in the public imagination. It's a country that I respect and love, as you know. Based on what you've seen reporting from Delhi, what are the affirmative goals India is articulating for itself? And what kind of role does it actually want to play? What does it see as its core interests on the big global stage?
I think that's a very good question and a timely one, because when I do read the world media and how they describe or try to understand India's foreign policy, it's always either India's in the US camp or moving to the US camp, or as we're seeing in newspaper headlines over the last week, that India is moving towards the China camp. I think that's a very limited and misinformed description of India's foreign policy. I think it's a lot more calibrated and nuanced than that. I think that what we should derive from recent events is, I think, India's underscoring of an independent foreign policy that goes back, I think, over the last seven decades since India's independence, where what India calls strategic autonomy was a very important pillar of how India looks at its place in the world. To put it very simply, James, you often hear questions posed to Indian officials. Recently, I heard a commentator ask External Affairs Minister Jaishankar, does India stand for the US or does India stand for China? And his reply was, India stands for India. And I think that's what India's foreign policy is all about. It does, of course, go through periods of calibration. Right now, you are seeing, I think, one of those moments. We've seen a fantastic relationship between New Delhi and Washington over the last decade. The fact that they've become so much more closer in terms of not just defense ties, but when you look at technology, when you look at education, they've become very, very close partners. But at the same time, you also see India's relationship with Russia, which has remained as strong as it has been. And now you're also seeing, I think, realizations from New Delhi that it has to have a workable relationship with China. I don't think India will ever become or occupy the space of a permanent US ally in the sense of some of US allies that you see in Asia. I don't think that will happen. And neither would I say that India would ever likely be equidistant from the US and China, only because, of course, with China, we have a much more complicated relationship, given that it's not just a neighbor, but also a country with which we have a very difficult, undemarcated and contested border. So there will be this security concern aspect in our relations with China, which we won't have with the US. So I think it is nuanced. It's not equidistant. It's not India being in either camp, but it's India being independent.
You mentioned Russia, a country which has long been central to India's defense and energy security, whether through joint projects like the S-400 air defense system or the Kudankulam nuclear plant. Bearing in mind Moscow's partnership with Beijing, which some say is more close now than ever before, how is Delhi weighing the risks and recalibrating its approach to this relationship?
I think that's absolutely right that when we speak to people in Beijing or Moscow, there's a lot of clarity in that the fact that they look at the relationship as being the best ever in history. But I do think that I don't think India is concerned to the extent where it will seriously rethink what's been a long history with Russia. And it's a very, very unique relationship. I don't think people are outside India are often aware, even in terms of the realms of public opinion. Views to the US can change rapidly. As you're seeing now, there's a huge public outpouring in India and anger towards the Trump administration because of the tariffs. But you've seen this extraordinary consistency in public opinion towards Russia over the years. And there's a fondness that Indian people have for Russia that I think really isn't appreciated very much outside of India. But it is also a fact that you've seen India diversify its defense imports. It used to be reliant very much on Russia, but I think it is also speaks to India's independence and desire for autonomy, that you're seeing a lot more defense imports from the UK, from France, and of course from the US as well. I don't think that means India is turning away from Russia. I think it means that India is kind of redefining how it engages with Russia. But I, the way I look at it and the way I look at the relationship, despite the enormous pressure that India has faced from the West, I think one fact that kind of tells you where things are is that President Putin will be going to India this year for his annual summit. And I think that really speaks volumes for how India puts this relationship in a very special place.
I've heard many people speculate about this question, but I want to speak to someone who actually has authority and expertise in the area. How much do you think the 50% US tariff levied against India has to do with Prime Minister Modi making decisions such as going to the SEO summit in Tianjin and other such events coming up in the future?
Honestly, James, I've spoken to a lot of people in India about it, and it really is a mystery to me. It makes no reasonable, logical sense to me why the US would put so much stress on this relationship at a time when you look at the last few administrations. If you look at from going back all the way to the Bush administration and then Obama and Biden, there's been such a steady path of how Washington has been putting so much investment into this relationship with India, even calling it the most important relationship for this century. Even though India is not an ally, you see the US dealing with India in many ways and in some of the technology it offers India, not just defense, but otherwise, putting India in a very unique space where it gives it access to technologies that it keeps for allies. And coming on the backdrop of that, it's been really mystifying to me why they would put so much stress on this relationship that was doing so well. One theory that you've heard, again, I'm always reluctant to speculate since no one really knows, but it does seem to be following the recent conflict that took place between India and Pakistan. You did have some differences where you had President Trump claim that he played a significant role in resolving this conflict, when I think India has publicly repeated many times that there was no such mediation by the United States. Whether or not something as small or petty as that could have led to such a big change in foreign policy, I surely hope not. But there's very little else to explain why we've seen this huge, almost daily attack from US officials on India, especially if you look at someone like the trade czar, Peter Navarro, who's been actually even blaming India ridiculously for the Russia-Ukraine war. It makes very little sense to me, as if you look at foreign policy with a rational, logical, reasonable hat on, it's very difficult to explain what's happening.
We talked about different strands of the conversation, but I want to peel one last layer and put the focus back on India herself. As competition between Washington and Beijing hardens, you've seen for yourself in your different roles how both capitals view India's role. Where do you think India sees its greatest opportunities and risks within this rivalry? And to what extent is Delhi trying to shape the dynamic to its advantage rather than simply trying to avoid being pulled too far in one direction?
I found two interesting statements following Prime Minister Modi's meeting with President Xi in Tianjin that really caught my attention. The first was a declaration from both that India and China looked at each other as partners and not rivals. I don't think we're at that stage yet. I think it's more an aspiration rather than a statement of fact. I do think that if you look at the balance sheet of India-China relations, of issues of partnership and issues of contest, it's extremely weighted in terms of points of difference at the moment. But I do think there's a willingness and effort to kind of correct that balance and find more ways for India and China to work together. It's going to be a very difficult task because of the situation on the boundary, which still remains not entirely normalized. But the second takeaway that I found interesting was a commitment from both sides that they would try and not look at the relationship through the lens of a third party, nor would they allow a third party to affect the relationship. And I thought that was quite interesting because there has been a concern in New Delhi for some time now that Beijing was looking at relations with India through probably what spends most time, Chinese officials spend most time on, which is China-US relations. So I think there was a concern in Delhi that China was putting less weight on the bilateral aspects of relations with India, but instead kind of situating ties with India against this backdrop of US-China rivalry. That was something that concerned Indian officials. And you had a very interesting mirroring of this concern when you speak to analysts or officials in Beijing, where they are concerned similarly about India's growing relationship with Washington, which we've seen over the past decade, and especially the Quad, the India, Australia, Japan, and US four-country grouping that's really come together over the last 2 years. So you see this mirroring of concerns, and I think the challenge for India and China at the moment is to try and look at this relationship on its own merits, as difficult as that is, because it's very clear that when they do not do that, it leads to, I think, mistrust and miscommunication, which has been a very, very big obstacle in India-China ties.
Ananth Krishnan, has been wonderful conversing with you and beginning to understand more about the different permutations of consequences that this story is continuing to evolve into. Thanks very much for your time, and we look forward to welcoming you back onto China-US Focus again and again.
Thank you so much, James. It's always a pleasure.